This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set. Hour number two of USA Prepare. Steve Elkins is with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has laryngitis. He'll be back next Thursday. And we're talking about the storms. We're talking about how to prepare and our thoughts on food, water, generators, and so forth. And the topic right at the moment is generators. So what you should do, class, is avoid trying to power certain things that draw a lot of electricity. And what are they? Those are those devices with resistive heating elements. You know, like if you look in your toaster and it glows red, that's a resistive heating element. If you look at your electric stove, your cooktop, your electric oven, you've got a red an element that glows red. That is... that's powered by electricity and draws a tremendous amount of current. If you were to look inside your hot water heater, you'd see an element very much like in your stove, but it's immersed in water and it gets really hot, and that draws a tremendous amount of current. So the things that you should not be powering with your little generator, your 5 to 7,000 watt generator, are things like toaster, electric oven, electric range, electric iron, electric baseboard heat, electric space heater, electric hot water heater. Anything that has a resistive element is going to draw a lot of current. And you might even find out that, for example, let's say you've got your cable hooked up to your generator and your transfer switch. You've got all your circuit breakers off on your breaker panel, and you've got your generator running, and you just turn on one item. Let's say it's the hot water heater. You might find it will stall the generator right then and there all by itself. Or if you were to turn on your electric stove, just one item, turn on a burner with your electric stove, it may stall the generator as well. So what do you absolutely need in your emergency to have? Those are the only breakers that you should be turning on one at a time. Steve, your thoughts?
No, I agree. The most important gets attention. That big screen TV is really unnecessary. Like I said, I have a weather radio and it's battery operated, and I just hit the button and get the current updates, what's going on here, and I'll be doing that here. Actually, I've been looking at it closely, but I guess come Friday, tomorrow, we'll be getting some bad weather on Friday, sometime Friday and Saturday. So, the necessities, always the most important things come first. Prioritize it the right way. And exactly those people we were talking about with the Bud Light sitting on top of the roof, they didn't have any priorities. That was their priority. But no, right on the money, priorities first. The most important in your household, things that you need running. And the frivolous things, yeah, you can wait 5 days without your TV. You're not going to die. Not important.
Right. So let's talk about those orange extension cords. So typically what would happen is a person would buy a generator and possibly check the oil level before using it for the very first time. That'd be a good thing to do. Make sure that you've got plenty of oil. Because if you don't, the oil is the only thing that's cooling the internal moving parts of that engine. The oil transfers the heat from the really hot surfaces to the cylinder head and to the cylinder fins for removal of that heat. So you've got to use the right oil. I'll tell you what the right oil is in a second. Back to the extension cords. So if you've got a 100-foot extension cord, it will be stamped along the cord in lots of locations frequently the thickness of the wire. And the wire is mentioned in gauge. It might be called AWG, American Wire Gauge, or gauge. And the numbers are like this, 18, 16, 14. The smaller the number, the thicker the wire. So a 14 gauge, extension cord will handle a lot more current than a 16. And that'll handle more than an 18. So 18 is really, really light. So one thing to look at on your extension cords is when you're using them, do they get warm, especially at the ends? Do they get warm? If they get warm, you're looking at a potential failure and possible fire hazard. And the ones that are really of poor construction are the ones that have the molded, soft ends. Okay, you could squeeze them a little bit with a pair of pliers and they would return to their original shape. Those don't have enough strength to press tightly against the plug that goes into them. I'm talking about the female end. That's the one you really have to be concerned about the most. So if it gets warm while you're using it, then that extension cord is too thin. And then if that 100-foot cord doesn't work, you know, a person might be tempted to stick another 100 on there, or a 50, or a 25. The more connections you have, the more heat at the connections, the more current is lost. Okay? Right. So the longer, the worse. The more connections, and that's worse as well. So you want to use the shortest, heaviest extension cord that you have. And 14 is better than 16. 16 gauge is better than 18. So have them ahead of time. And you can buy extension cords, 50-foot extension cords, for $10. As a matter of fact, you might even be able to get 100-foot extension cords for $10 when they're on sale. And you might even be able to find them and have them shipped to you, tax exempt.
I haven't even checked on Amazon on what a 100 would cost. I saw the cheapest one I saw for a 16 gauge for 100 foot was right around $19. That's the cheapest I've ever seen.
Okay. So. Well, I bought a bunch of them. They were about $10. I bought about six of them, and I use them for different purposes. I cut them in half, and I use them to hook them up to my battery chargers. I've got a whole bunch of them in the barn, and I bought these heavy-duty cables, cable clamps, and I solder the extension cords, these 50-footers, they used to be 100 feet, cut them in two, and then I have the battery chargers hanging on the wall, and I just bring the 50-foot cable over to the devices, like, you know, the diesel trucks, the tractors, and so forth, and I charge the batteries all winter long, but I need a whole bunch of them, like six of them running it all at the same time. So that's another use of an extension cord. But the smallest I like is 16 gauge. That's the absolute smallest.
Right.
That I would consider.
Vinny, so, you want to touch bases on something else before then you get into the meat of this?
Yeah.
The generators themselves, there's so many out there. What should the average consumer, for an emergency, what should they be looking for? As far as there's so much on these. I've got a Champion, and that's what Sam's Club or Costco had at the time. Some of them are run by both power, whether it's natural, either it's gas or it's propane. I kind of wish I had the one that did either or. I only have gasoline in mine, but I guess there's conversion kits you can buy to convert it over. But what would we be looking for as far as brand, and what would we be looking for as far as accessories on what we actually need on these generators?
Okay, you're going to find that for the residential use that all of these generators are going to be air-cooled. And here's something to consider. If you buy one that has a name like Champion or Coleman or Homelight, that's an older name, I think they're done, but one of those, typically 5,000 watts, to 5,500 watts, roughly 8 horsepower. By the way, class, 746 watts is 1 horsepower. 746 watts is 1 horsepower. So if you get one of those, it's going to be air-cooled, it's going to be single-cylinder, it's going to be loud, and it's going to run at wide-open throttle. And generators, as we call them generators, but they're really called generator sets. So I'm going to use the term generator to mean generator sets. So a generator set is an engine, typically a gasoline engine for the home, and the generator. So they're connected together, so the output, the crankshaft, if you will, of the engine, the gasoline engine, is directly coupled to the generator. And that generator set is sold as a unit with a gas tank and maybe an outlet panel where you can plug in your devices. When you buy one of those, gasoline-powered or propane-powered, it runs at one speed. That speed is 3,600 RPM, which is pretty much wide open throttle for that generator. And if you were to run it at night, and if it were dark out at night, you would see that that muffler would be glowing red hot. No exaggeration. Literally, it would be red. You just don't see that it's red during the day. It's red. But those generators have a typical life expectancy of 30 days. And this is not an exaggeration. So if you were to start one up and run it all day and then change the oil at the recommended level, which is after 25 hours, and then start it right up after you change the oil and did that every day, you change the oil 30 times in that month, that engine would be shot by the end of the month. That is their life expectancy. Now, the reason we don't know that, and the same thing is true with lawnmowers, push lawnmowers, that's how long the engine is designed to last. The reason we don't know that is we don't run the generators for or lawnmowers nonstop for 30 days, except for changing the oil. So they have a very short life expectancy. So we might use it an hour or two, and then 6 months later we might use it an hour or two. So they hang out in our garage for a long time. The thing to look at is get the smallest generator that will serve your needs. And the reason is because if you're going to get one of these typical emergency standby generators, the kind that maybe two people could carry, or that has a set of wheels to roll it around, The thing that you should do is get the smallest, because when it runs, it's going to run at wide open throttle. So it's going to use a lot of fuel when you're not demanding a lot of current from it. So if you have a great big one, let's say you have a 10,000 watt, but you could get by with a 5,000 watt, you're probably going to use almost twice as much fuel. That's something that we
don't... Can I back up real quick on something?
Sure.
You mentioned about loads and the heating elements of different things. So on a refrigerator, or a freezer, with the kind of loads, electrical loads those take, they're not a heating element per se. But so, would you recommend from the generator to a good size freezer or a good size refrigerator, a 14 gauge over a 16 gauge? On the extension?
I would. Okay. Now, here's how refrigerators work. Refrigeration today, most refrigerators, there are a few that use ammonia evaporative systems that do not have compressors. But if your refrigerator makes noise, you hear this humming of the compressor when it fires up, you know that it's going to use more current to start that compressor than it is to continue running that compressor. The proof of that is if you have an air conditioning unit, whether it be a window unit or a whole house unit, when that compressor starts up, typically the lights will dim a little bit, right? That's because it's demanding a lot more current to start it than it needs to keep running. So your refrigerator, when it fires up, or your freezer, needs to be able to get that current and not be starved for the current, because if it is starved, it's going to be really rough on the electric motor within the compressor. So you want the right gauge. So the answer to your question is simply yes, 14 gauge is what I would use.
Okay.
And the shortest 14 gauge extension cord to get your generator outside the house. That's what you want to do.
Okay.
We can talk more about that when we come back. We're going into a commercial break. Do you have any other questions you want me to think about during the break? Generators?
Yeah, what is the shortest extension I can get for 14 gauge? I mean, that's going to make it outside. 20?
25 feet, 50 feet, 75 and 100. That's what they come in. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're talking about generators. And we talked about wire gauge, 14 being the heaviest, 16 being a little thinner, and 18 gauge being really thin. And I would not use anything with a generator less than 16 gauge, and the shorter the extension cord, the better. And, class, you can spend a lot of money on extension cords, or you can spend a good one for not too much money. And what you need to do is look at the ends, the connector ends, the plug and the receptacle on the end of the extension cord. And if they are made just of vinyl and they're not reinforced, then that extension cord is probably going to get heated. That connector end is going to get hot over time because that pressure that the metal contacts within the female end are not held together with a durable material. And just the same material as pretty much the extension cord, that vinyl. And that's the problem. So you should feel with your hand carefully to see if that extension cord is getting warm. If it does, that is not heavy enough for the job that you're having it do. So when you buy extension cords, you'll find out that you can buy a 50-foot extension cord for a 14-gauge for maybe $20. Then there'll be another one for like $40. But look at the ends, and you'll see that they're different. And you want the toughest, the strongest, most durable end that you can get for this particular time when you have an emergency. But if you take your time and you buy it when it's not the rush hour, meaning when everyone else is buying them, you'll be able to find it on sale. And that's what I do, okay? Sometimes I even cut off the cheap extension cord ends, and I put on a more durable one, one that I wire on myself. So, and yes, you'll be able to, yes.
Yeah. What about, okay, so you're running, let's say you got your generator outside away from the house, you don't bring the fumes in the house, you got your 14-gauge extension cord running to your garage for your refrigerator, your second refrigerator, and maybe your freezer there, big freeze, and you have one of these extensions that plug into the female on the 14, which has three receptacles, plug-ins. Will that cause a problem, or should you have separate 14 gauges going to each item on a freezer and a fridge?
Well, if I were doing it, I have some of those black Walmart extension cords. I bought a bunch of them for the expo, and they were not heavy loads. They were just people, you know, wanting to have little lights on their tables and things like that. So that was not a problem in terms of current draw through the 14-gauge extension cord. But in your case, I would want to run a separate cord under most circumstances for each of the one to the refrigerator and one to the freezer. That's what I would want to do.
Okay.
And the other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that when they power up, they don't power up at the same time.
Right.
The reason is both of them are, whenever you start a compressor, it's going to take three times the current to start it. So you don't want three times the current to start it at the same time you have three times the current for the other device. Okay?
Right.
So you want to start them up separately. Now that can be, you know, 10 seconds apart. That'd be fine. So what you do is you turn down the thermostat in the freezer before you hook it up, and you turn down the thermostat in the refrigerator before you hook it up, and then you power one up by turning on the thermostat. You're turning it up, and then you listen to the sound of the engine, and you'll hear it, the engine speed decrease, and then it will resume normal speed. Then it's time to try the other one. And if the engine speed doesn't decrease too much, you're good to go. If it
right.
does, you're overloading or you're running that generator too hard.
Okay.
And is it time to talk about engine oil for the generators?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I ran out during the break. I ran out into our shop and I grabbed a jug of Mobil Delvac. Now you can buy Delvac, you can buy Delo, you can buy Rotella, but this is called Mobil Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C, 1300 Super, and it has the viscosity of 15W40. So that means 15 winter, 40 rest of the year, summer. And so it's 40 weight when you want it to be thick, and it's 15 weight in the winter. And this one is this is diesel. Diesel, high performance, heavy duty diesel engine oil. And it says on the label, this is for use in new and older engines found in trucking, mining, construction, quarrying, and agricultural industries. Okay. It also meets the service requirements for Caterpillar, Cummins, Detroit Diesel, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, etc. That's what you want to use, in my opinion, in your air-cooled generator, because the 5W30 they recommend is too thin, in my opinion. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration could start again very soon. and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the President's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This President said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're talking about preparedness and generators. Just want to mention tomorrow, Steve and I are going to be talking about the Laclede Electric Cooperative Board of Directors election, or selection, that I was part of. And Ron Gibson of the Ron Gibson Channel on YouTube is preparing a video, and he's going to post it. I think he'll have it up today for you to see on the Ron Gibson Channel on YouTube for USA Preparers. and you'll see the seven candidates on stage, each speaking for about 2 minutes. I'm the third in the series, so if you happen to watch it and you see a bunch of people that don't look like me, that's because I'm third. And if you happen to look at this video, you'll see me standing on the extreme left side of the stage, looking around, looking at the police, looking at the officials, looking at the guys with the signs, you know, that say "Time's Up," those kinds of things. So you'll see me looking around. And if you're wondering why I'm distracted, it's because I'm actually paying attention. And you'll see these other guys standing there, almost like they're frozen. So that'll be a special broadcast. I'm not going to tell you how the election turned out, but I am delighted, absolutely delighted with the results of that election. And I mentioned 5W30 engine oil. That's typically what many of the manufacturers recommend. I believe it's too thin. And 5W30 engine oil does not have the additive package necessary for flat tappet engines. Those would be the kinds of engines that you see in these air-cooled generators. So my choice, what I use, is diesel engine oil because it has a much heavier duty additive package to resist wear. That's what I use. I'm not telling anyone to use it. Use your own judgment. Do your own research. But that's what I do. And you mentioned
propane. So, Vincent, you said that would supersede a synthetic oil?
Well, synthetic oil is great. It really is. However, the problem here is an air-cooled engine runs at way higher temperatures than a water-cooled engine. So I want to have zinc and phosphorus as additives in the engine oil additive package for those extreme conditions. Because if you think about it, if you were to use automotive engine oil, meaning car engine oil, gasoline car engine oil, how often do you ride with that accelerator at wide open throttle, foot to the floor? How often? Maybe once in a while for a few seconds, but that's not the condition with the generator. That generator is foot to the floor, wide open throttle, as long as you're running it. Okay? So in that case, I want to have the heaviest duty additive package I can find, and that's what you find in diesel engine oil. And 5W30 to me is too thin, and especially in Florida, the weather is getting hotter, and we are seeing air-cooled engine failures more than we've ever seen before, because the problem is the heat outside. These 85, 90, 100 degree days, people are using their lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are running at wide open throttle also, or almost wide open throttle. So what happens is you're using 80, 90, 100 degree outside air to cool off the engine. So it's not like you're running it in the winter when you have 30 degree or 20 degree air cooling off your air-cooled engine. You're using hot air to cool off a really hot engine. So that's why I'd want to use a higher viscosity engine oil, like 15W40, with the diesel engine heavy-duty additive package.
Okay.
And it will say on there, on the container, that you can also use it in gasoline engines. But people would typically not want to use diesel engine oil because it says diesel engine oil.
Right.
But it is, if you look at a diesel engine, you won't see any sludge in it because the additive package is really good at scrubbing away the sludge. If you look at a gasoline engine, you pop the valve cover off a gasoline engine, you'll see that typically they have a lot of sludge. So that's another reason why I like diesel engine oil for this particular purpose. But do your own research. Now, we talked about propane. You mentioned propane and versus propane, natural gas versus gasoline, right? Is that a question you'd like answered?
Actually, I have two choices now. The new model for Champ, and I don't even think they sell the gasoline. They sell gasoline and propane models, so either or, whatever source you want to use, you can have a choice. Mm-hmm. But mine's only gasoline, unfortunately.
Okay, so here's the lowdown on that. Gasoline, let's say it will produce 100 units of energy per gallon. Propane, natural gas, rough numbers, 90 units. So you get about 10% less energy in the propane and natural gas. So if you take a 5,000-watt generator, 5,000 running watts, not peak watts, but actual running watts, you'll get about 4,500 running watts out of propane or natural gas. So you're not going to get as much. And it's still going to run at that 3,600 RPM. Gas, propane, natural gas typically run at 3,600 RPM, wide open throttle for the engine. If you were to buy a diesel generator, now diesel is going to be way more expensive. I bought a diesel generator. It's a used probably from the 80s or the 90s, military surplus. It weighs over 1,000 pounds. It's only 5,000 watts. 5,000 watts, 1,000 pounds. It's the size of a refrigerator, you know, a stand-up refrigerator, but it would be turned on its side. So this thing is really heavy, really heavy. It uses about a half a gallon of diesel fuel per hour. It's 5,000 watts. It's really, really loud. It takes two batteries to start it, two car batteries or two truck batteries to start it. But it is a real 5,000 watts. It's actually probably more like 7,000 or 8,000 watts. And it will just run and run and run. And it's designed to run for a very long time. Probably life expectancy would be 8,000 or more hours, which is what a... you know, a farm tractor would be expected to last.
Sure.
So I paid, I think, $1,200 for it, used. And it works great. If you want to look up the model, it's an MEP-002A. It's a two-cylinder Onan diesel generator. And I have it hooked up to a transfer switch, so if the power were to fail and I didn't have solar as a backup, I would just go out, start the generator, take me about 2 minutes to start it, get it set to 240 volts, adjust the throttle. It runs at 1,800 RPM, and then I would throw the transfer switch, and the whole house would be up and running. But I've already made the precautions of not being dependent on an electric hot water heater, not being dependent on an electric stove or those kinds of devices. But if you run a generator, you're probably not going to get your heat pump to work, Klaus. In most cases, your generator will probably not be big enough to run your heat pump. So you have to have a figure out another way of heating your house or cooling your house if you have to. Typically, just go into the basement where it's cool and ride out the storm, as long as it's not a flooding situation.
So, Vincent, your APU, your generator, is this the equivalent of what I use in the military, the auxiliary power unit that I would connect to my airplane and fire it up? Is this the same thing you've got, kind of the same equipment?
Well, this thing doesn't have wheels. I don't know if you... But this thing is, it's two cylinders, it's really heavy, and it could be. It actually could be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And was that diesel powered?
I believe it was, yeah. And they run all day. We'd be working on an aircraft and plugged in with electronics, and we'd be on the aircraft many, many hours. That thing would be fired up and running the whole entire time. It was a workhorse power unit.
Well, that's what this thing is. Now, this was designed for a camp. So you have a bunch of military, you know, in a camp, and it would supply electricity for the entire camp.
Okay, got it.
And they didn't care about the noise so much because, you know, typically in those situations there's, you know, all kinds of noise from projectiles either taking off or landing.
Got it.
And so if you think about it, $1,000, $1,100, $1,200, in the scheme of things, if you're willing to, you know, buy a used one and run the risk of having something go wrong and trying to figure out how to fix it, that's probably one-third the price of a home unit, right? Is that about right?
Right. All right.
I mean, the home unit's one-third the price. Okay, so then the next thing is ethanol and the gasoline. So ethanol... I called Troy Bilt. I was livid that the carburetor would fail in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, and because of the ethanol and the gasoline, the ethanol eats the carburetors, and it causes them to corrode. So they don't build their carburetors to sustain the alcohol, which draws water into the gasoline. So water, the condensation in the fuel tank, mixes with the ethanol, which mixes with the gasoline. So instead of having little droplets of water that get filtered out, that water goes right into the carburetor, and it consumes or corrodes the carburetor. So when I called Troy Bell to say, yo, what gives with these carburetors to keep failing, they said, well, no, you don't understand. Carburetors are now a maintenance item. Now, think about that. So you know that a spark plug is a maintenance item. You know an air filter is a maintenance item. You know the engine oil is a maintenance item. Now they're saying that the carburetor is a maintenance item. because they get destroyed by the ethanol and the fuel. And they said, have you used this whatever fuel? And I said, no, tell me about that. And they said, well, you can get it at Walmart. It's $20 a gallon. Now, that $20 a gallon fuel won't corrode the carburetor. Now, who in their right mind is going to use a fuel in a lawnmower or a riding mower or a weed whacker or a rototiller that's $20 a gallon?
Right.
Nobody I know. So if you want to avoid that, then what you would do is you'd want to buy gasoline that is the ultra premium without ethanol. And it's going to cost a lot more. But that's one way of avoiding some of these problems. If you don't want to do that, if you want to use the regular unleaded fuel that's recommended by the manufacturer, then what you should do is when you're done using your generator, you want to run it out of fuel. So you drain the fuel out of the tank and you run the generator until it stalls from running out of fuel being in the carburetor. That way you won't have the carburetor being destroyed by the fuel sitting in it for a week or two or three or four or five or 6 months. So that's the way we do it here at the farm. We will only put in the amount of fuel that we think we're going to use, like for the rototiller or a lawnmower. And then if it's toward the end of the season and we're not going to use it for 6 months, then we run it out of fuel. And then you're pretty sure to not have a carburetor problem later. If you do have a carburetor problem, you go to eBay, and you can buy one on eBay, and carburetors can be, $10, $15, $20, $25 shipped.
Right.
So if you think you're going to be one of these preparedness-minded people, look up that engine model number, the make, Briggs & Stratton, or whatever the engine is, go to eBay, and you buy a Chinese carburetor, because that's what they use anyway. You're not going to get a USA carburetor in the first place from the manufacturer, so you might as well get it from China anyway. Have it in the box ready to go. Make sure it's the right one. And for between $10 and $25, you can have that spare carburetor because it will fail if you use regular unleaded 10% ethanol gasoline. It's amazing how, I've got a tractor that's 57 years old. Can you imagine that? 57 years old, built in 1962. It's a Cub Cadet. It has a frame. The mower deck has never needed welding. It's never rusted, never rotted. It's got the original tires, all four tires on this little riding lawnmower. It's 10 horsepower, Kohler engine. It works great. Original tires, almost original everything, original blades. It's worn out two engines. It's on its third engine. And yet this tractor has original tractor seat. It's never needed to be replaced. Nothing like these new pieces of junk they sell today. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Listen, you can listen to Steve on his broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org. Off the Beaten Path is the name of the broadcast. 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Sundays. Steve, do you have any other questions that you'd like to know?
Yeah, nothing on the generators. I think we did really well on that. You've touched a lot of bases and important things in there. What I do want to stress, because I'm going to go back to my medical background, is having being prepared for the medical emergencies of not being able to, let's say your medications, you have to have adequate supply your medication. It's right now you're probably in trouble unless you can get a doctor write you a script for extra medications. But you should have medication. You should have an emergency pack set up. You should have your getaway pack, your getaway suitcase, or run out of town suitcase packed and ready to go. And definitely listen to the warnings when they say it's time to evacuate. It's coming. You better just take that serious and just go. Grab your medications, your food, what you need for your dog, dog medicine, your medications. When you have to go, you have to go. But take the essentials, the most important things with you. And a lot of them are financial papers. People talk about that. Make sure those financial papers in your safe go along with you. You're going to need those if something really happens bad. So on the medical side, be medically prepared for your conditions and make sure you have your medication. Lots of it in case you need it.
Okay, I had a thought I wanted to share with the class today. It's a little off topic, but I think it's important. This applies to everything. So dog food, the kind of dog food that we buy, is price fixed in Springfield, Missouri. It's $38.99 a bag. It's Diamond Naturals. And so it's $38.99. So how do you buy dog food? How do you save a lot of money on dog food? I'm going to tell you the secret right now. It's really simple. So what you do is you do some shopping and make a few phone calls, and you find out where you can get the dog food for less. So here's what we did. So it's $38.99, but we found one store that sold it for $32.50. So we took that price, and we brought it to another store that has 5% senior discount. So the $32.50 price they matched, and then they have on Wednesdays a senior discount. So now it's $30.88 for the $38.99 dog food. Okay, almost, well, heck, $8 difference in price, roughly. Then you can go to a store like Menards, and Menards has 11% off on everything sometimes. So you take the $30.88 receipt when you buy a bag there, and then Menards will discount it further to $27.48. So now you're paying $27.48 for what was $38.99. Now, if you buy 12 bags, and if you pay tax at 8%, 12 bags is going to be $505. You'll save $175 if you follow what I just said. Now, why would you do that? Because the stores are doing everything they can to take advantage of you. When they price fix, they are ganging up on you. So you can use their price matching to your favor. And does it work? Absolutely. And if you start your own business where you have a blog and you talk about dogs, or if you have a farm that uses dogs to protect the animals, the other animals, and is your security system, that could be tax exempt. So how much would you save if it were tax exempt? Oh, about $37 on 12 bags of dog food. Is it legal? Absolutely. Is it above board? Absolutely. Is it bona fide? Absolutely. Will it pass the smell test with the IRS? Absolutely. If you have a business that could use dog food in your business. So, class, you need to start a business right now. Right now. So you can buy things tax exempt for your business. And that business can be anything you want. And the best business in the world, in my opinion, is a farm. And how big does a farm have to be? You pick it. You pick the size of your farm. Want it to be 1 acre? Fine. If you want it to be 100 acres, fine. If you want it to be 1,000 acres, fine. You determine how big your farm is, not them. Because they don't have rules to say, no, a farm has to be 52.7 acres. There's nothing like that. You decide what your farm's going to be. You might have a daisy farm. You might have a dandelion farm. Your thoughts, Steve Elkins?
No, I agree. The government, it's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I lived in California, the government, and we need to talk about this at some other point in time, a fallback plan on this, but the government has decided that they own the heavens, they own the rainwater that falls from the clouds. And I had people that are in the wine industry that have built these real nice ponds on their property, and they pump out and irrigate their grapes. And then, grapes, the vineyard takes a lot of water. And government's now coming back and saying, well, that pond is so big and so deep, there's approximately how many millions of gallons in there, and actually that's out of the circulation of the population. We actually own that. And they're looking for ways to tax that or take it or whatever, but I'd love to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, and we should. And I contacted a car dealer who put in an underground storage tank to divert the water or save the water that would run off his roof and down the parking lot into the sewer. And he caught that so he could wash cars with it on his parking lot. And the government came after him and told him that that was their water. So he had to pay for the water that he collected from his gutters, leaders, and saved in his tank to wash the cars. Can you imagine that? Steve Elkins, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate all your efforts and knowledge. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.